Welcome to Concafe for the fifth day of March, year of our Lord 2024. Happy Tuesday, dear friends. Hopefully this is the day. If you know, you know, and I'll tell you more in a minute. But we're looking at Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus. That means the book is, or the letter is called Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. In the New International Version of the Bible. And the devotional is called From Death to Life. And I hope it bring a blessing to you. I hope it makes us more of a blessing for God and for God's people and for those that are pre-God's people. Hopefully what we say, think, and do can bring others over that line from non-believer to believer, from on the road to death to on the road to life. Are you ready to get into God's word? I am. Here's verse 1. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. This, dear friends, is the word of God for the people of God. We say, gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. Well, welcome, dear friend. Again, greetings and the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. May this truly be a day of new beginnings and new adventures of faith. Now, this passage made me reflect a little bit. And maybe your life of faith was like Nellie's and mine. We were blessed to have parents that encouraged and even placed us in settings where we were exposed to the things of God. And I praise God for that. And that made a difference in our lives when it finally clicked, when we finally said, yes, this is what we want. I should add, not that we ever boasted of having, you know, halos or wings. We don't. And we are not perfect beings either. Far from it. But we believe, like Mr. Wesley, who said that we can be made perfect in love in this life. But there have been moments when truly we have been, as Paul wrote, dead in our transgressions and sins and needed Jesus to pull us out of those places. And some of you may have truly been like some whose parents never cared for anything of God's, or someone said or did something, they gave up on the faith, and that was sad. But here you are, and I praise God for that, because you're wanting to learn more about the things of God. You're wanting to grow in your faith, and I praise God for that. Now, this morning, I was listening to a podcast of a former atheist, and he was sharing how he and his siblings and his mom were raised as Catholics until the moment the mother and father started talking of divorce. And one Sunday after Mass, she approached the priest with a request to please meet with her right then. The priest curtly replied that his office hours were between Monday and Friday, and not on Sunday. The mother felt very let down and hurried off with her children, never to return. Nor would she permit them to attend anything Catholic. That's how angry she was at being let down by that one priest. And as a result, this son became a non-believer and a proud one, proud to be atheist. But thankfully, one day he came to faith through Jesus Christ, and now he works in fields that help believers with their faith. Now, Paul was one who thought, though not spiritually lost, was dead because of his zeal for the customs and traditions of his faith. And it took the encounter with the risen Christ on the road to Damascus for him to truly come to life. Thus, his writing this part of his letter to the believers in Ephesus. He knew all too well what it was like to follow others and not the teachings and truth of Jesus. He also knew that the wiles of the, quote, ruler of the kingdom of the air, close quotes, and how he never sleeps nor tires in his pursuits to derail believers from the path of life. But Paul's joy is knowing how Christ Jesus has more energy and more of a desire to rescue us when we are truly dead in our sins and transgression. Friends, listen, God's desire is to see us alive and not dead. What verse did we study yesterday? John 3:16. God loves us that much. God desires a true relationship with him. Thus, he raised us from where we were to the heights where we are now with Jesus, knowing that one day when we leave this life, we will enter the realm where God will show us the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. Our salvation, friends, has come through grace, through faith, not by anything we could have possibly done or said, which is works. It's just through the love of God, because we are truly his. His handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, not as a part of winning our salvation, but because we are saved, we do that which God wanted us to do in the first place. Indeed, friends, there's much to do to fulfill God's claim on our lives. It starts with our daily devotion that we strive to do through Concafé, to pray more, to pray for others, to grow deeper in our faith, and to seek new ways to show love and kindness to others. This should also prepare us to share our faith more openly to others, never knowing who needs to hear what we have to say. We should also seek to serve in our communities and to have fellowship with other believers. Let's pray. Loving God, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude for the incredible gift of salvation. Thank you for your boundless love and mercy that reached down to us when we were dead in our transgressions. As we reflect on your word, may it sink deep into our hearts and transform us from the inside out. We commit ourselves afresh to follow you wholeheartedly, knowing that our lives are a testimony to your grace and love. Use us as vessels of your mercy and instruments of your peace, reaching out to those who are lost and broken, pointing them to the hope found in Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Dear friend, have a great, blessed day in the Lord. Here's your call to action. See above. Do what you need to do so that your faith can truly grow. I love you and I thank God for you. And I pray the Lord bless you and keep you now and always.